You could see through all of this fucking bullshit.
You're not breaking any new ground by posting a picture of your fucking grilled chicken breast.
I don't like it. At all.
And it just fucking irks the shit out of me.
Oh. Do you realize that if you're not on any social media for like a week, nobody, and I mean nobody, will give a fuck.
Ugh. Like I said before, I don't want to fucking tap my foot when I'm buying a pair of fucking pants.
You motherfucker.
Ugh. It's not life or death, it's lunch or dinner. Remember that.
God damn it. Ugh. How fucking aggravating. I remember that's fun, do you? Good for you. Nobody gives a shit. Ooh. Whoa. Yuck. Ugh.
Welcome to the Jim Florentine Everybody Is Awful podcast on Barstool Sports. Upcoming comedy tour dates. Me and Rich Voss are doing a show Thursday, September 3rd at Soul Joe's Comedy Club, Royers Ford, Pennsylvania. Outdoor show. All these shows are outdoor. Friday, September 18th, me, Don Jameson, and Eddie Trunk doing that metal show, comedy show at the Blue Claws Stadium in Lakewood, New Jersey. Brunswick Square Mall, East Brunswick, New Jersey, Saturday, September 26th, me, Rich Voss, Karen Freehan. And then, like I said earlier on the podcast, October 8th through the 10th, on last week's podcast, Funny Stop, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. And then if these shows are on in New York, I don't know what's going on. You know, if they're going to let people in or not. But Friday, October 16th, The Egg in Albany, New York. And Saturday, October 17th, Carrier Theater, Syracuse, New York. All dates are on jimflorentine.com. Check them out if you can. There's merchandise. Everybody's Awful merchandise. Go to the Barstool Sports merchandise page. Look that up. And, yeah, what else? Instagram is Jim Florentine. Everybody is Awful on Instagram. Mr. Jim Florentine on Twitter. And, Everybody Awful on Twitter. And I think that's it. Cameo, yeah. Special Ed, if you were in that at Special Ed from Crank Anchor's character, he's on Cameo right now. You want a message or I'm on there too, Jim Florentine. Just go to cameo.com, look up Jim Florentine or Special Ed. And the song, the opening song, people are always asking me about it. It's a band called Turbo Lovers. They're out of Akron, Ohio, or somewhere around there, right around Akron or... And the song is called Reckless Love by Turbo Lovers. Good band. They got their CD, so check them out. They're online. You can get them wherever the fuck you get music from. All right. Let's move on. The podcast this week is awful Facebook post. But first, I wanted to get to this one story that got sent in to me. That KFC suspends its finger-licking good slogan because of coronavirus. This isn't The Onion. This is real news. Like, you would think this would be, you know, a fake story. It says, Kentucky Fried Chicken is hitting pause on one of the fast food's most popular slogans. The fried chicken claim, chicken chain announced it will suspend the use of its finger looking good in its advertising after running for 64 years. In a statement, the company said the slogan just doesn't feel quite right during the coronavirus pandemic. The restaurant said the slogan will not go away forever and they will bring it back when the time is right. You got to be fucking kidding me. You think anybody... You know what happened was like two people on their Twitter account probably said, you know, it's finger looking good, really shouldn't be your slogan now with everything going on with coronavirus and stuff. And they listened to them. That's how fucking pathetic people are and these companies are, that they're listening to people bitching on Twitter. You know, maybe we should change it. We'll just, you know, get rid of that slogan for now. It's finger licking good. First of all, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. It always will be. You could disguise it all you want with your fucking KFC. We know your chicken's not good for you. It's fried. It tastes fucking amazing. It definitely does. But nobody's believing because you went from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC that all of a sudden you're healthy and you're eating a decent meal when you go there. You know you're eating a bucket of fucking garbage. Tastes great, but it's a bucket of garbage. And now, because, you know, a couple people bitched, you know, it's finger looking good. Yeah, it's during the coronavirus. I don't know if I would, you know, you might want to lay low on that slogan. And they listened to them. You realize what's going on with these companies that are doing this? Imagine if some, like, baseball player, he's in the minor leagues, and he's, you know, he's in double A, and he's eventually going to be in the majors. He just needs a little work. And you got these asshole drunk kid guys in the stands going, "You suck! Fucking quit baseball already!" And that was Ken Griffey Jr. That was Barry Bonds. That was fucking Mike Trout. You think they would just quit because a few people, you know, the bullpen guy coming in from the bullpen, he blows a save, or the pitcher gets knocked out in the second inning, he's walking back to the dugout. "You fucking suck, man. Go get a job. Go get a regular job. You shouldn't even be in baseball." Is that guy going to quit? And that guy was Roger Clemens. That's what these people are doing. That's what these companies are doing. You're listening to these fucking bunch of babies that just need to bitch and complain and find anything wrong. Go, come on. And then Kentucky Fried Chicken goes, "Yeah, you know what? It's finger looking good. We really should suspend that slogan that we've been using for 64 years until the coronavirus over. Then we'll bring it back." It's insane. It's pathetic. So in other words, just listen to anything. If anyone says anything negative about you, about your job, about your house, about anything about you, your car, just listen to them. If you bought a new Ford Mustang and your neighbor goes, "That car's a piece of shit," then get rid of the car because he said it was a piece of shit. Whatever house you buy, I wouldn't buy a house in that neighborhood. I don't like that neighborhood. I don't like those schools. My kid went there and they threw him out. Then sell the house. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that these companies are listening to a couple people cry. It's not real life. Ignore it. We're going to suspend the slogan. It's because of coronavirus. Why can't you lick your fingers? Is that how you get coronavirus? It's finger looking good? Like if I'm eating a fucking burrito and I want to lick my fingers of, you know, whatever burrito, whatever fucking piece of the burrito dropped on my plate, I'm not allowed to do, I'm going to catch coronavirus? I don't know how that works. Because if you're licking your own fingers, how are you getting coronavirus? Are people shaking hands with people that they don't know and then licking their fingers and then they're getting coronavirus? Have we heard of any cases where someone, you know, the tracers go, "How'd you get coronavirus?" "I don't know. This guy I saw, he was wearing a Yankee shirt and I'm a Yankee fan. We shook hands, said, 'Hey, man, we're going to win the World Series this year.' And then I licked my fingers when I walked away." I don't know. I haven't heard any cases like that. Remember, it's Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's not KFC. You're not fooling anybody. They won't get rid of the chicken. They won't, you know, they should just close up shop for all the fucking heart attacks Kentucky Fried Chicken has caused. You know, they should just close down the businesses. Why doesn't five people write to Kentucky Fried Chicken and go, "Hey, listen, you know, five different people. My grandmother ate Kentucky Fried Chicken 3 days a week, and she died of a heart attack at 62 years old because of the fucking shit that you know, put in your chicken and your fucking, you know, it wasn't just skin. It wasn't just boneless or skinless chicken. It had the skin on it. It was fucking cry. Who knows? Fucks. I don't know what oil you put it in. She died of a heart attack. So just go out of business. How come they don't listen to them? But they'll listen to, "Yeah, let's get rid of that finger looking good slogan during the coronavirus." I follow what that fucking Dr. Fauci says. I haven't seen him once say, "Whatever you do, don't fucking lick your fingers. Even if something tastes really good, do not lick your fingers." I haven't heard that yet. I'm just waiting. Anyway, awful Facebook posts. This thing could have been, it's probably the worst thing I've ever read in my life. I think I'd rather read a ransom note if someone kidnapped my kid. I think I'd rather read that note. This is a man who wrote this on Facebook. So I'm sitting at my house with all my window shades closed, drinking this wonderful pumpkin spice coffee blend. Obviously, the shades were closed because I didn't want any neighbors to see me, then shame me for drinking a fall blend too early. We all know how that goes. Anyways, I get a Zoom call from Summer and Fall. Summer was clearly heated with the conversation because he said Fall was trying to steal parts of his August. Then Summer saw me drinking my pumpkin spice coffee, and it was on. That fool was all red, jumping up and down. To my shock, he told me to cash him outside. How about that? He was so mad that his mask almost fell off his face. Yeah, it got that serious. Anyway, after 10 minutes, we got things cleared up. I reminded Summer how hot it was last September, and he conceded that he overstayed his welcome. In 2019. That means fall arrives next week with some lows in the 50s and highs in the 70s. Kaboom. Mein Kampf. I'd rather read. Mein Kampf was less offensive than this. Ted Bundy could have written a book about all the details on how he murdered all those women, and that'd be less painful than to read this piece of shit. So let's just break this down. If you're drinking a cup of coffee that's in a cup, okay, how would someone that's walking by your window know that it's a fall blend? Even if that person was sitting across from you at a table and you had your coffee in a cup, they would have no idea what kind of coffee it is. I'm just curious on how this guy got a Zoom call from Summer and Fall. Like, don't you have to schedule them? Someone has to email you the link, right? Isn't that how Zoom calls work? Why would Summer and Fall get on a call with this asshole? I'm just curious on who would be mad if this guy is drinking this in the summer, if this guy's drinking fucking pumpkin blend coffee in August. Who would be mad? Why would he have to draw the blinds? Who's walking by his window to look in? You think anyone wants to be anywhere? You think his neighbors want to be anywhere near this fucking guy? He doesn't have to close his blinds if he's posting shit like this. He has no friends. Nobody's walking by his window to see what's up. They ignore him. They stay away from his house like he's a sex offender, and they fucking, everybody on the block's got kids. Don't go near that house. The only part about this I like is at the end when he writes kaboom, and he spells it C-A-A-A-A-A-A-B-O-O-O-O-M. You know, to stress it out, kaboom. That's the only part I like about this, because then I can fantasize that right after he finished writing this, the gas heater in the basement exploded. Kaboom. You fucking pumpkin spice all over you. Summer and Fall got very heated Summer saw me drinking the pumpkin spice coffee, and it was on. How did Summer see you drinking that, too? So another, on a Zoom call, so even Summer saw you drinking that pumpkin spice. Because your neighbors were going to shame me for drinking a fall blend too early. That's what they're going to do. Someone that, you know, you go over to someone's house. Hey, you want some coffee? Yeah, what do you want? I got a pumpkin spice. Oh, nah, man. Okay, it's August 15th. I can't drink that yet. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring that up. You have those carrot cups. Yeah, I'm going to take this pumpkin spice. Really? In mid-August? What the fuck is wrong with you? Are you serious? Come on, man. That's just stupid. You don't drink it now. Like, that is somebody really going to say that to you? I don't know what response this guy wanted from this whole thing. So Summer and Fall are doing Zoom calls now, too? They're on Zoom? Did he really have to close the blinds because he was drinking this coffee in August? I'm just curious, because he seems like he's serious here. This is what's going on Facebook. Anyone that deletes their Facebook and goes, all right, and you think you might be missing something, you're not. I didn't see the comments on this. Whoever sent it didn't send the comments. I wonder what they would have been. I don't care if people give me shit if I drink a pumpkin spice in August either. I don't give a shit. Bring it on. Ooh. Just know that. I know a lot of people delete their Facebook. They've had enough. They can't take all the fighting on there. They can't take the politics, the fucking, you know, whatever it is. They don't want to deal with it anymore, so they delete their Facebook. If you think for one second that maybe you should start a page up again, or maybe you're missing out, you're not. Okay? I'm just letting you know that this is what's going on Facebook. Okay? This woman posted this on Facebook. This is what you're not missing. Attention, Dr. Pepper drinkers. So I was just told there was going to be a shortage of Dr. Pepper if they can get any at all. The bottling company who makes it is closed down due to coronavirus. I got the last 2 6-packs at the dollar store. They have no 12-packs at all and very few of the small 8-pack cans and a few 1 or 2 liters. If you're a Dr. Pepper drinker, you better buy all you can and find them because they're going to be gone soon. They're already hard to find. How are they hard to find? You just said you bought all the fucking 2 6-packs. You bought all this shit. She continues, good luck, guys. I don't drink them a lot, but my son and my hubby does, and they're not liking it at all. Happy hunting, guys. Has anybody heard of a Dr. Pepper shortage? Has anybody? I know there was a toilet paper one in the beginning, right? People, you know, had to take that famous shot of the shelves with nothing on it. And then the hand sanitizers, maybe they took a picture of that too, but definitely the toilet paper, that was a big one. And then one day there was a meat shortage. They thought there was going to be, so that people all went out and bought all this meat. I remember that one too, but have you seen any empty Dr. Pepper shelves? So this woman thinks that just because in that the bottling company that is closed down because of coronavirus, that no other bottling company anywhere in the fucking United States would make Dr. Pepper. They can't ship that. I don't know where this fucking dummy is from. Let's say she's from North Carolina. I have a feeling that the bottling company in South Carolina are still going to make Dr. Pepper and they're going to ship it to North Carolina. Maybe FedEx in a truck, wherever the fuck it is. But I have a feeling that some other state is going to send that Dr. Pepper if there is a shortage. Is going to send it to your state and it's going to be okay. Because this was from a few months ago. I don't know. I haven't seen anything about a Dr. Pepper shortage. I saw the toilet paper to meet one for one day, but that's it. And then, of course, you get a comment, better stock up. Oof. 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 I want to know if you know anyone that drinks Dr. Pepper. I don't know fucking one person that drinks Dr. Pepper. Once in a while, you know what? I'll take Dr. Pepper. You're at a fucking soda machine. I don't know one person that drinks Dr. Pepper. Your husband and your son drink Dr. Pepper. That's good. That's good. I'm sure they're a tad overweight. I'm just guessing. They probably are. You know, it's good that you drink a Dr. Pepper. You're buying up all the Dr. Pepper at the dollar store. That's where that shit should be sold, at a fucking dollar store. You know, 16 teaspoons of sugar in each can of Dr. Pepper. Why don't you just give your fucking husband and your kid a 5-pound bag of sugar and 2 spoons? That's about as healthy as Dr. Pepper. But she's upset about not getting the Dr. Pepper. You know, look, I could see if a kid gets upset that his favorite soda isn't available, but the husband, you're a grown man. There's at least 20 other kinds of soda you could choose from. Or you could drink water. Maybe give your body a break from putting that shit in there. Maybe drink water. I looked this up because I was fascinated by this post. And last year, $6.7 billion worth of Dr. Pepper was sold. $6.7 billion of Dr. Pepper was sold. Does she think that it was all made in one factory? You're not missing a thing. If you think you're on Facebook, this is what this guy, just think of these first two, okay? The guy's drinking a pumpkin spice blend in his house in August, and he has to draw the blinds in case someone's walking by to see what kind of coffee his neighbors, to see what kind of coffee he's drinking. And then he gets on a Zoom call with Summer and Fall, and they're mad because, you know, Fall, Summer lasted in the late September, but Fall wants it this year, and they worked it out after 10 minutes. Right? And then you got this woman going, hey, there's a Dr. Pepper shortage. Make sure you go out and get it. Hurry up. Because one plant in my town closed down because of the coronavirus. I want to get Zuckerberg's fucking email address and just forward over to these Facebook. I was like, dude, are you ready to shut this down yet? Are you ready? You have enough money. Go fucking live your life. Try to start some other company, please. Look what's being posted, please. Yeah, all right, what do we have next here? Andy sends this one in. He goes, Jim, this guy loves attention, even though he usually makes himself look like a complete moron usually. Okay, so he must know this guy. Guy's always looking for attention. You know, those people, like, you know, they need their social media fixed. They're like junkies. You know, if they don't get enough attention in their private life or whatever, they got to get it from somewhere. So if they keep posting stuff, they get, you know, when people are commenting back, they get their little fix. Which has got to be exhausting. So, this guy writes, I had a fight with super glue. Now I can't use Touch ID, so I lost. And the lawnmower won't start. Bad Friday, ironically, on Good Friday. He let everybody on Facebook, all his friends, know that his lawnmower didn't start. He wanted to put that out to the world. And then, you know, he kind of made a joke, Bad Friday, ironically, on Good Friday. It sounds like a Good Friday when you don't have to fucking mow your lawn because it won't start. Like, good, now I can just hang out and relax. I don't have to fucking be under that, you know, I don't know where this motherfucker lives. He's mowing his lawn on Good Friday, so he probably lives in a fucking warm state. Good, I can wait till tomorrow. I got to mow my lawn tomorrow. I'm praying it doesn't start, and I rarely pray. Now, he had a fight with superglue. Now he can't use Touch ID, so he lost. It is the joke, you know, because he's got superglue on his finger. Meanwhile, if you want Touch ID, you could switch it to another finger. You can. You know what I mean? Like if so that, you know, I don't know where the joke is there. Like, because, you know, I guess because super glue never comes off a fingertip. You know what I mean? Like, once you get super glue on your finger, it's there for life. You know, so you see somebody, you know, and you look at the tip of the finger like, man, what is it? What's that on the tip of your finger? Did you burn yourself one time? Is that a skin burn? No. No, in 1987, I was trying to fucking use super glue on a toy soldier for my kid. And it got on my fingertip. I've gotten super glue on my hands before. You can't help it unless you wear gloves. Whenever you use super glue, you're going to get a little on you. It's stuck on you for like an hour. You keep fucking trying to rub it off, put rubbing alcohol underwater, whatever you're doing, keep rubbing it, and eventually it comes off. It's never stuck there forever. Now I can't use Touch ID, so I lost. No, you lost just by posting this shit. You're a fucking loser. And then, you know, he's got one comment. A fight with super glue, not something you hear every day. Yeah, because nobody would think about posting that. Nobody. And it's probably a lie. He just wanted to make a fucking joke. Maybe he used super glue because, oh, this would be a good joke because it almost got on my finger. Like I said, Andy, who sent this in, said this guy loves attention. These are the kind of mindless posts someone put out there that is looking for attention. This is right up this is perfect. Not something you hear every day. How often do you hear it then? You know why? Because it's a lie. He probably made it up. Think about it, dude. Now that your lawnmower won't start, you could spend time getting the fucking super glue off your finger. That's three things that we've gone over so far. If you think you're missing out on Facebook. Now, I always like to cover a few lies. You know, people always make up lies for attention. That's how sick and addicted they are to social media, to Facebook or wherever, where they need that attention. They need that fix. They need someone to respond to them. So they make up shit. You know, a lot of people think it's a competition. Other people are getting attention with their posts, so I got to post something. So here's one that's completely made up. This mother, you know how the mother always does, or the father, they make up dialogue about what their kid said, and it's a lie? One of those, we've gone over these a million times, a ton of examples. Well, here's a woman making up a lie about her baby. Now, this is a baby. She doesn't say how old it is, but she says baby. So this is baby and mommy dialogue. Now, I want some audio proof. Next time, put the fucking voice memo on. okay, and record this. And along with your post, put the audio up there that this is exactly how it went. So the woman, here's her post. Baby, why are they rioting, mommy? Mommy, because police officers killed that black man. Baby, because of the color of his skin? Mommy, yes, baby. Baby, that's so wrong, mommy. Mommy, I'm so proud of you, baby. Your baby never said any of this. Would a baby really say because of the color of his skin? Would that come out of a baby's mouth? You know, if this baby's so fucking smart that this she can come back and forth to dialogue with her mom, maybe the mother should give the fucking baby a name. Or maybe, look, maybe this really did happen. Maybe the baby's like 42 years old and the mother just has low expectations for him. You really think a baby, a two-year-old, is going to turn off Paw Patrol to watch CNN covering the protests and watching people riot? You think really a baby's going to go, hey, you want me to put on Paw Patrol or some Disney movie? No, put on the riots. Put on the protests. Yeah, put on CNN. And if CNN's not covering it, mommy, could you put on MSNBC or Fox News? Just find where people are protesting and shit's going on. Because I'm two and that's what I want to watch. Just completely full of shit. You know, a lot of people like to lighten the mood up. You know, crack some jokes on Facebook, you know, like that guy before with the, you know, the pumpkin spice blend and talking to summer and fall. Because that last one was serious about rioting and people getting killed. You know, so then they'd like to throw in their jokes. So this woman posts a picture of broccoli. And she has rolling papers and she has a little piece of the broccoli in the rolling papers. She's rolling it like it's a joint, but there's broccoli in it. And there's some broccoli on the side and there's a little baggie with some broccoli pieces in it like it's weed. You get it? And it says, just read a report that says broccoli is really good for joints. So here we go. And then, you know, you got the funny comments. One guy writes, tried it, couldn't get it lit. And then a woman, another one writes, with five smiley faces. I will try it and let you know. Okay, well, what happened? What happened? Because I'm looking at the comments. You didn't come back. And then one guy wrote, that's funny. No, it's not. There's not 1 ounce of fucking funniness in that. I just read a report that says broccoli is really good for joints, so here we go. With little pieces of broccoli getting rolled up in rolling papers. Most of the time, 95% of people don't actually smoke a joint anymore. With rolling papers. You know, it's even less funny these days because most people are getting their weed and edibles. So you could just eat the fucking broccoli. I'm sure there's a broccoli edible. And they go, hey, I'm healthy at the same time. Another funny one. I saw that this woman who shared this, she got it from some account that It's a meme pimp. It's funny memes. I like memes. That's a funny word. So it's an account on Facebook. It's just for fun. They put these funny memes. And then it writes about the page, meme pimp running a laugh brothel. Really? This is a laugh brothel with all these fucking funny memes on here? How come I'm the only one getting fucked in the ass then if this is a meme brothel? Just curious. He's like, I reserve the right to delete comments for foul language and insults. If you have no sense of humor, I suggest you look elsewhere. I have a sense of humor, and I do look elsewhere. I don't look here where you're fucking rolling up broccoli and going, oh, it's good. I heard it's good for the joints. People that have no sense of humor go to this page. It's a perfect place for someone with no sense of humor to look. Ugh, God. It's just torture. Chris sends this one in. Jim, another awful, I'm a mom. My life is so crazy, yet my kids love me post. Holy shit. You know, we get a lot of those, right? The mom, you know, my life's crazy, but my kids love me. So she writes, I'm that mama. The one with bruises and wrinkles and scars, with wind-tangled hair and broken toenails. I'm the mama with wrinkled clothes and sports bras and usually a spill somewhere on her shirt. I'm the mama who sometimes has a dirty mouth. The one with full belly laughs and dog-eared books and cellulite. I'm the mama who still hasn't figured out macros, and it shows. And the one who doesn't make time for manicures, and it also shows. But they love me just the same. I hope someday when my babies remember their mama, they'll remember that she was beautiful because she was happy. Ladies, lean into your beauty routine this week. Ugh. Ride your bike, eat some pizza, and laugh at a naughty joke. It will do you some good. Ugh. Just another woman looking for compliments. I'm the one with bruises, wrinkles, scars, wind-tangled hair, broken toenails, wrinkled clothes, a spill on your shirt. You sound like a stripper. Are you a stripper? Because that's what would be a fucking mess like this. You're full of belly laughs. Yeah. And dog-eared books and cellulite. You got all, you know, but you don't have time for manicures. You read books, but you have no time for... You're laughing the whole time. You're full of belly laughs, but you got no time to fucking fix your nails. My babies love me just the same. Yeah, because they're young. They don't know what a fucking train wreck their mom is. They'll know soon enough. They'll know at like, you know, 12, 14, 15. They're teenagers. They're hanging out with their friends. They see their moms and their families got their shit together. And your mom is a fucking wreck. Your mom shows up at her fucking gymnastics thing with all these other moms and she's dressed like she's fucking homeless. She'll know. She doesn't know now because she's fucking 4 or 5 years old, your kids. But they will. Believe me, your kids at one day, my mom was an embarrassment. But she's belly laughing all the time. That's good. You know, just fishing for compliments. She doesn't have time for manicures. At all, but she has time to read that book over and over again, right? Keep reading that book. Don't get your fucking nails done. She has dog-eared books. Maybe close the book for 10 minutes and comb your fucking hair, clip your fucking toenails. She's obviously not reading a book on how to take care of herself. That one's not on the shelf. And just notice, anytime they say they have a dirty mouth and tell dirty jokes, they don't. Maybe they'll tell, like, you know, an R-rated joke once, a little fucking edgy joke, maybe about a penis or something like that. They might even say fuck a couple times when the kids aren't around and the wine's kicked in. But you take them to see a real dirty comedian, they'll be out of there as soon as they hear the first cunt. You know, like a kid growing up's going to go, you know, I didn't like my mama because she didn't get her manicures. You know, that's what a kid's going to say. How was your childhood in therapy at 42? Well, you know, it wasn't great. My mom didn't get any manicures, so I was tough to love her. I know, you're fucking, you know, and you just want people to go, you look amazing, you're awesome, I love your hair. Who cares about nails? Don't matter. You're beautiful. You don't need to get your nails done. I know everything. You have no wrinkles. Where are your wrinkles? I wish I looked like you at your age. Here you go. I can write them all. I can write every fucking comment in there. So this man posted this on Facebook. He says, now I told you people like to, you know, be funny, like the broccoli one. Here's another one. And then also the, you know, the pumpkin spice guy. I've changed all my passwords to Kenny. Now I have all Kenny logins. If I didn't just buy this phone, I would fucking whip it against the wall right now. I would just take my phone, rip this microphone away from me, my laptop, and just fucking throw it everywhere. But I don't want to go into an Apple store and look at nerds. I don't want to look at fucking guys that are a little overweight with duck feet telling me I need to get the iPhone 12. So I won't. And then the guy wrote, that came up with doing, sorry, folks, I don't write them. And a couple of smiley faces. So once again, the joke is, I changed all my passwords to Kenny. Now I have all Kenny logins. Now, a grown man posted this, not a 12-year-old girl. Not that a 12-year-old girl would know who Kenny Loggins is. If you don't know Kenny Loggins, I'm sure you all do. He's the man who wrote two of the worst songs in history, Footloose and Danger Zone. That's who Kenny Loggins is. Okay, Footloose, kick off your Sunday shoes. I don't have Sunday shoes. I don't have shoes for different days of the week. I wear the same shoes every day until they wear out, and then I have to buy new ones. That's what I do with shoes. I don't have fucking Sunday shoes. And if I did, I wouldn't kick them off. I don't know who kicks off their fucking shoes anyway. But those are the lyrics to Footloose. Kick off your Sunday shoes. Yeah. Sorry, folks, I don't write them. Yeah, but you post them, which makes it way worse, you fuck. You didn't have to put this out there. You could have let it die the slow death it deserved. I changed all my passwords to Kenny. Now I will Kenny Loggins. Yeah, he doesn't write them and he shouldn't fucking post them. Who is going to laugh at this? You know, the only good thing about this is that maybe somebody out there actually did change all their passwords to Kenny, and now somebody can hack all their accounts and fuck everything up. Like if someone really did that, you know what? That's a good idea. That's what I'm going to do because I always forget my logins anyway. So let me put it to Kenny, and then fucking someone hacks into their bank account. You know this guy is the corniest guy in the fucking office. He's the corniest guy you'll ever hang out with. He's just got bad jokes. and you know a bad joke is coming, so you try to just talk over him so he can't even get his joke in. That's this guy. I hope somebody out there really put Kenny, really changed their fucking, you know, passwords to Kenny so they get Kenny logins and then they get fucking hacked. You know, they're constantly looking at their bank account online on their app and they're seeing if they, you know, made any money in the stock market that day, how their fucking 401k's doing, the kids' college fund, did it go up, did it go down, did that check clear, did that check, that guy cash that check, did I get a direct deposit in my account? He's got $175,000 in there. He's like, all right, I'm good for a while. And then he goes in there because he changed his fucking password to Kenny. And he sees it's down to $36,000. He's freaking out. He calls his wife up and tells him, how did they get into our account? How did they? I changed all the logins. I changed all the passwords or logins to Kenny. And, you know, because Kenny Loggins, some guy put a joke on Facebook. And, you know me, I always forget the passwords and I don't write them down. And I have to do all the shit to try to get it, my password back. And it takes forever. So I just wrote Kenny. And I used to like Kenny Loggins. You know me, I like Footloose. I'll put that every once in a while. I'll put it on. It's one of my favorite movies. It's one of your favorite movies. That's one I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch Footloose. We talked about the 80s movies I should watch. I'm going to watch Footloose. I've never watched it. I know it's about you can't dance in some town. They ban it, right? I think so. I'm going to watch that and report back next week how fucking bad that is. And he has to break it to his wife that some guy cracked a joke on Facebook about Kenny Loggins and he changed his passwords and that's how their bank account got hacked. Footloose is my new project. So next podcast I put out, there'll be probably a fucking 10-minute rant because I know I'm going to hate it. I don't know what I hate more, this Kenny Loggins fucking Facebook post or Footloose. It's probably going to be Footloose, so stay tuned.